Okay, this is the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, and this is letter number 1175, dated on the 30th of Adar Tishrei in Brooklyn. Shalom Ubracha. The Rebbe says, I received your letter with the Pidyon Nefesh, which you attached. It's the special note for the Rebbe to read at the cemetery, at the graveside of his father-in-law. When I was by the tzion of my father-in-law, I read the Pidyon Nefesh, and for sure, he will arouse great mercy for each one for what they need. The fact of what it says with regards to the writing that you sent. So, I've already, now, it doesn't say exactly what he wrote to the Rebbe. But the Rebbe says, as far as the writing that you sent me, I've already said about this. Generally, our sages tell us that lo yishrora el avdus, that any appointment in public appointment in Judaism is not for a person to be dominating, but it's actually to be a servant. You serve the people, you don't dominate, you don't rule over the people. That would apply all kinds of appointment by Jewish people. It's never something for you to be arrogant about or to dominate other people, but rather to be a servitude. But of course, in this matter, this is something which is connected and tied to the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida, and the essence of the soul, which these are the five levels deeper and deeper of the souls. And the Rebbe says that even chaya, yechida are names, but it's not the etzem. So, os etzem nefesh. The Rebbe says this appointment that he was talking about over there is something which is deeply connected to the essence. So therefore, you are putting you're wagering on what? The one that writes it and the one who receives that letter. You're wagering on your essence, on your whole being, your whole neshama. I was just going to guess, maybe the person was not wanting to do what the previous Rebbe sent him to do, or maybe something, you know, there's. So the Rebbe says, this is something which is important to your essence. I'm not sure what was it. What he wrote over here was, he wrote to the Rebbe a writing about him connecting himself to the Rebbe, that he wants to be tied to the Rebbe. So, the Rebbe says, you're putting me, this is something which, you know, I guess making the Rebbe his Rebbe and making, this is something which is connected to the essence. So the Rebbe says, let it be the will, but this was already interesting, this was already after the Rebbe has accepted upon himself the leadership, but still, I don't know exactly what he wrote, so let it be the will that all of us together, each one of us, according to their standing and situation, shall merit to fulfill our mission in this world in a relaxing, spiritual, soul relaxing, physically, the body relaxing, and true harchava mitis, in a wide way, as explained in the Maimer of my father-in-law for Chai Elul, which is being printed now, that the real level of openness of Merchav Amiti is the Merchav of delight and revelation that should be intellectually understood but tied to the Merchav Atzmi. The Rebbe says already the time has come that it should be recognized in your environment that there is one of those who were educated by the Friedrich Rebbe, my father-in-law, and that these wellsprings should be recognized also on the outside. I'd be interested to know how your efforts in it and known the saying of my father-in-law, the Rebbe, that there's a covenant been formed that if you work, if you make a tamula, it never goes out empty-handed. If you work hard, you're going to succeed. If you push, you do a tamula, it's not going to turn. And the Rebbe is adding here a piece of the sicha of the Fabrengen of Shabbos Baruch Hem Elu. The Rebbe says, for sure you will publicize it in the proper way with blessing Shona Toiva Mesuka. So, I'm not sure over here. So, the Rebbe was responding to something that they wrote to the Rebbe, but the Rebbe right away turns it around and says, what are you doing about what are you doing about it spreading out? Its time has come that we should see that there's somebody who's been educated by the Friedrich Rebbe and that the wellsprings are affecting the outside. Rebbe says, I'd like to know, what is your efforts about this? And if you put in efforts, then you'll succeed. I guess, and then you understand, if you didn't succeed, that means there wasn't put in the proper effort, because effort bears fruit. If you plant, then it grows. The Rebbe, again, says that all of the essence of the person is sort of changed around, connected to this. Now, I'm just wondering who's the one that wrote it. Maybe it would give a little perspective as well, but...